This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, 20th June 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel is pleasant and sunny today. Tel Aviv enjoys clear skies while Jerusalem sees mild temperatures. Perfect for spending time outdoors. In Haifa, it's warm with a light breeze, a lovely day for a stroll by the sea. Here are today's headlines. First, U.S. intelligence warns that Israeli actions against Hezbollah could jeopardize the U.S.-Iran Memorandum of Understanding. That's according to the Jerusalem Post from earlier today. Also, Witkoff heads to Switzerland for talks as tensions rise with Iran. Ynet reports that Lebanon has seen casualties from IDF strikes, while Iran issues threats to the U.S. Also this hour, Lebanon and Israel will resume talks in Washington next week. JNS reports that Senator Rubio confirmed this after speaking with Lebanon's Aoun. Separately, Jewish groups are quietly opposing Trump's new Iran deal. Forward notes that this is unlike their vocal stance back in 2015. And finally, Netanyahu is dubbed Israel's Wizard of Oz by Australian Jewish News. The article questions his enduring influence on the country's political landscape. Here's what people are saying online. Eli Afriat, a prominent Israeli commentator, reported just minutes ago about IDF attacks on the village of Roman in southern Lebanon. Iris, another observer, noted additional IDF strikes in the same region earlier today. Hananya Naftali, known for his pro-Israel stance, mentioned an hour ago that the Israeli army is actively targeting Hezbollah in Lebanon to secure northern Israel. Now for more on those stories, starting with concerns from U.S. intelligence. The Jerusalem Post reports that ongoing Israeli operations against Hezbollah may undermine the U.S.-Iran Memorandum of Understanding. Officials warn that continued military actions could complicate diplomatic efforts. This development could strain U.S.-Israel relations if the situation escalates. Turning to the Swiss talks, Ynet details how key figures like Witkoff, Kushner, and Qatar's PM are convening in Switzerland. Their discussions come amid rising tensions, highlighted by Iran's threats and reported casualties in Lebanon from IDF strikes. The outcome of these talks could impact regional stability. Meanwhile, JNS covers the upcoming Lebanon-Israel talks in D.C. Senator Rubio confirmed these negotiations after a call with Lebanon's President Aoun. The talks aim to address recent hostilities and explore peace possibilities. Renewed dialogue could provide a framework for easing tensions. In other news, Forward discusses Jewish groups' quiet opposition to Trump's Iran deal. Unlike their vocal resistance in 2015, this time the pushback is more subdued. The new memorandum's implications for regional security remain a concern for these groups. And finally, the Australian Jewish News examines Netanyahu's lasting political influence. Dubbed the Wizard of Oz, his leadership continues to shape Israel's future. The article suggests that breaking his hold is key to Israel's progress into its second century. On the economic front. First, CTEC reports on the challenges faced by ImageSat International amid uncertainty. HR head Lee Weinstock discusses the emotional toll that comes with sector burnout, highlighting the need for resilience. Separately, Walla Business reveals a major disclosure by the Victory chain following a probe by the Securities Authority. The chain's massive sales to Gaza were previously unreported, significantly boosting their profits. And finally, Ynet Business covers the global demand for whey protein. Rising interest from various sectors has led to a shortage, driving up prices. This trend impacts local suppliers and international markets alike. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 11 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.